This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And just ahead of Douglas County Town Hall in Reedsport at 5 o'clock tonight, 4th District Congresswoman Val Hoyle in the studio. We're actually taping this Monday afternoon. Congresswoman, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
So, first of all, I wanted to address something that came out kind of the middle part of the afternoon yesterday. You and both the senators, Berkley and Wyden, and kind of a push, another push on getting a Roseburg Veterans Home. Talk about that.
So I feel very strongly that the men and women who served our country, who put their lives on the line to protect and defend our democracy, have earned benefits. They've earned the right for us to take care of them, and that is our promise to them. I've been working on the Roseburg Veterans Home for nearly 15 years, since 2011 when I was in the legislature with Cliff Bentz and with now Commissioner Tim Freeman. So we needed the Veterans Home to be moved up on the list of prioritization. The first thing that had to happen was the state had to allocate money. That happened last year. And now the senators and I have a letter to ask for a reprioritization. And I'm also working with Representative Bentz. We share Douglas County. He represents the eastern half. I represent the western half. And I spoke with him yesterday about this very issue. So we're pushing as hard as we can. This is critical. This is important. We need to take care of our veterans, especially as they age. And it is certainly one of the top priorities for my office.
You know, it's interesting looking at the statistics. Douglas County, home to over 10,000 veterans, which is, you know, about 7-8% of the population.
That's right. This district, the 4th Congressional District, so I represent from the bottom of Curry County to the top of Lincoln County, has more veterans than any other district in the state. And a lot of people are right here in Roseburg. Again, we made a promise to our veterans that in return for them putting their lives on the line to protect and serve us, that we would take care of them and their health care needs. So it's a priority. I believe this is an obligation we need to follow through on.
So you've got the push, but obviously at this point there's a lot of things in flux at the federal level. Does that concern you at all?
Obviously, yes, of course. And that is why it's really important that I work in a bipartisan way. So for Cliff Bentz, he is a Republican, and you know he has more access to the administration because Donald Trump is a Republican. When Biden was in office, Cliff would work with me, and I had more access, you know, to the Biden administration. But I have always tried to keep my relationships bipartisan. And again, for Cliff Bentz, for myself, for the senators, this is a priority, and we just have to be really clear about the need and our obligation to our veterans. So we're going to push as hard as we can. And like I said, I think we have a good argument to make.
All right, we got a few other things to hit in our limited time. I guess overall, what is the, this is not necessarily a typical word for an interview, but vibe in Washington, D.C. right now? Seems like the polarization levels hit kind of a top end.
It absolutely is. And I don't know what the vibe is. It's just bizarre. So there's a lot of people that are just operating as usual. I'm on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and we're working on surface transportation reauthorization. That committee works well in a bipartisan way because even if we disagree on how to get there, most of us, all of us, agree that the federal government should be investing in infrastructure and roads and bridges and things that we all rely on. I'm also on the Natural Resources Committee, a little more partisan, but I'm ranking member on the Water, Wildlife, and Fisheries Committee. Really important things. Then there are things that are outside of our control. My biggest concern is that I took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And within the Constitution, the founders very clearly stated that we have three branches of government with that are separate and equal. And Many of my colleagues have voted to hand over their power and authority, whether it's on tariffs or anything else, to the executive branch. We have an executive branch that's ignoring the Supreme Court. This shouldn't be partisan, right or left. The fact of the matter is we need the checks and balances, and without those checks and balances, again, we're not upholding our duty, our oath to the Constitution, and what the framers intended for our country to be.
Getting close to wildfire season, and people always, especially this time of year, talk about federal forest management. What do you see in terms of what you'd like to have happen for this district?
Well, my biggest concern is that with the wholesale firing and pushing out of our federal workforce, that there are some key jobs that are needed to be done. The people that, you know, get the food for the wildland firefighters, the people that manage all of these things, they have been let go. Never mind the people that should manage the forest. We're working on a plan, and again, it is bipartisan, on working with some of our tribes to have co-management so that we can have our forests manage, our roads, forest roads open, our camping sites managed, and also to manage our forests so that we're not losing so much in wildfire. So this is, you know, got support from environmentalists, from people in the timber industry, from our tribes. And one of the key provisions in this proposal is not only will I manage our forests so that we don't lose everything to wildfires, but those timber receipts can come back to the tribe and the counties. We need to do something so that we're not just relying on secure rural school funds. And I think this is an elegant solution given our lack of capacity at the federal government.
So you have a town hall with Senator Merkley in Reedsport at 5 o'clock tonight. What are you hoping to hear from people?
You know, we want to hear from people about what their concerns are. I know that we've had people with Social Security, veterans benefits, trying to get passports, fishermen that rely on NOAA, that have really been impacted by the wholesale destruction of many of our federal agencies. And don't get me wrong, we need to have more efficient government. People are frustrated for a reason, but you shouldn't fire people that have critical jobs. So we want to be able to help people. Bottom line is, in Oregon, we do in-person town halls, and I really like the fact that we hear from people not just in Lane County or Lincoln County, but Curry, Coos, and Douglas County. And Jeff Merkley is fulfilling his promise to have a town hall in every single county, and I'm looking forward to seeing people and hearing what they have to say.
All right, Congresswoman Val Hoyle, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.